Well done, boys and girls. Did they all do well?
Yes.
Give them a good round of applause. I think we're brilliant. Well done. Well, I've got something here. I'm going to need a few volunteers. Anybody want to help? Stick a hand up. Brilliant. Loads of volunteers. This is great. I love help, and I love people helping me. This is great, and I'll help you. So, there's some things in the bag, and we're going to do something in a wee minute. Put your hands down a wee minute, because I'll pick a few people in a couple of seconds, okay? Alan, he's building something up here, so he is. You watch him. And Mr. Elliot, he's really good at Lego. He was really building those blocks well earlier on. But look, the wee Baptist, take one of the little flyers with you today. Mums and dads, whoever's there, you're here today. You're very, very welcome to a big breakfast. And Ronnie Killips, he has an amazing story to tell just for a few minutes after the breakfast. And it will be a good big breakfast. Watch that doesn't fall on you all. Okay. Well, here, boys and girls, I have a few things up on screen, okay? And this morning what we're going to do, we're going to talk about something that you see every single day. Brilliant. Thank you, y'all. Can anybody put their hand up and tell me, what is this? What do you think? What do you think? Are you still thinking? Go! Eagle, a big bird. Yeah, we're going to talk about birds today. And a little later tonight, when I'm back, God willing, boys and girls, you're going to see what's in my really cool case. Anybody like that one? George, you would like that one, wouldn't you? Yeah, well, we're going to see tonight what is in that. Before we go any further, boys and girls, we're going to pray. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this morning. I thank you for what all the boys and girls have been saying, singing, reading this morning. We thank you, Father. It's all centered around your precious word of truth. And so, Father, we just pray you'll bless your word now and you'll help us to take in what you have to say to us. And I pray that you'll help us, each one this morning, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Boys and girls, up on our screen, you see, this morning I'm going to think for a few minutes about birds. Now, I wonder if you can recognize some of the birds up on screen. You see, this works out what age you are, perhaps. Because if you look up on screen, hey, put your hand up if you know what that bird is up on screen. Let's see, older people. Boys and girls, look round. There's not too many of them. Oh, there is. There's some. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's some cool grannies out there. Yep. What is it? Shout it out. Yeah, you see, angry birds. Angry birds. Where do you see this? Boys and girls, I wonder, does anybody, what sort of bird is this? See if any adults put their hands up now and remember this one? Yes, there's a few. There's a few. This is Big Bird. And you see if you're really old. You'll remember maybe this bird up here. Look, what's this one? Thunderbirds. Yeah, lots of people remember that. The older generation, perhaps, I don't know. But, boys and girls, we're not going to talk about those birds this morning. You got it right. We're going to talk about the eagle this morning because the eagle is my favourite bird. It's mentioned in the Bible. In God's word, we read about the eagle. In fact, we're told 26 different times, as an illustration, God uses the eagle to teach us some lessons from the Bible. But we know, boys and girls, there's lots of other birds in the Bible, isn't that right? Anybody know any other birds? Who knows any other birds that are in the Bible? There's a clue up on the wall. Okay, this time, let's see, we'll go right towards the back. Yeah, go. An owl. What else? A raven, yes, the raven's wearing that flap, flap, flap. Yeah.
A dove.
And a dove. Lots and lots of animals. But look, this morning, boys and girls, watch the screen, because we're going to look for a few minutes at this particular bird. It's the eagle. And the eagle has wonderful things to teach us this morning. In fact, boys and girls, as I thought about the eagle today, I was thinking about him all week, and I was thinking about this eagle. You see, this eagle, when it makes a friend, okay, so a female eagle and a male eagle, they get together, they become friends. Here's the thing, they become friends for life. Friends for life. Anybody got a friend in here? Put your hand up if you've got one friend. Watch around to see some of the mummies and daddies. Look, there's not a hand up. There's not a hand up, boys and girls. You're so lucky you've got friends. Yeah, that's why they're all, they're so unhappy, you know. We've all got a friend, isn't that right? Put your hand up if you've more than one friend. Look at that, they haven't even got one. Well, there's a couple. Yes, there's a couple. Amen. Yeah, there's a few with a few more friends. That's good. But you know what? As you look at the Bible, boys and girls, we can learn that the Bible has lots to tell us about friends and about friendship. In fact, there's a verse in the Bible and it tells us there's a friend that sticketh closer than even a brother. I wonder, who is it talking about? Who is this friend that is closer than even a brother? Do you really know? Go. Yeah, and what did you say? Yes, you're right. You're well done, both of you. Yeah. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that friend is the Lord Jesus. You see, boys and girls, if I was to ask you this morning, men and women, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, whoever is here today, what is it that makes a good friend? And there would be lots of hands going up, from the children anyhow, and they would tell us that a good friend will stick by you, a good friend will love you, a good friend will care for you, a good friend will be there for you all of the time, will listen, will hear from you, will talk to you. And so, boys and girls, that is exactly what God wants to do. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother, the Lord Jesus. Boys and girls, he wants to be with you. And maybe you are saved this morning. Maybe you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you can get up every day, boys and girls, and you can read his word to hear what he has to say to you. You can talk to him and you can bring all your problems and difficulties to him in prayer. What an amazing friend that is found in the Lord Jesus. The one who died on the cross, who shed his precious blood for sinners, such as each one. And you know, the Lord wants us to be, he wants to be our friend. He wants us to trust him. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse 14, he says, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Boys and girls, what do you think the Lord is wanting us to do? What is he wanting us to do? Anyone know? Well, there's a verse in the Bible and it's found in John chapter 3 and verse 16. Anybody know it? Anybody? Go! Exactly right. Give him a round of applause, boys and girls. Brilliant! Boys and girls! That gets right to the heart of what we're talking about, isn't that right? For God so loved the world. Does that include you and me? Yes, it does. Exactly right. That he gave his only begotten son. Who was his son?
Jesus.
Shout it out after 1, 2, 3.
Jesus.
Jesus. To die on the cross, to suffer and to bleed and to die for sinners such as you and I. And you know what? God wants, says he'll be our friends. But he tells us he wants us to believe. He wants us to trust in him. And so I wonder this morning, friends this morning, as we're here to hear the children this morning, as God speaks to you, are you a friend of God this morning? Some people believe, yes, they believe, but I wonder, are you really trusting him? Have you asked him to forgive you of your sin? And you know, boys and girls, there's boys and girls that testified to that this morning. And you know, they can lead us, isn't that right? A simple, childlike faith. Up in this one, boys and girls, we don't only have, we're talking about friends this morning, we're talking about the eagle's young. Are they really cute? Do you like that wee picture? How would you like to wake up in the morning and that was sitting beside you in the pillow? Wouldn't be so good, would it? Okay. But here's a picture. You know that parent eagle will watch over its young, boys and girls? It will watch over its young and it will watch out to make sure that these little eagles, little eaglets are called, that they don't end up as a happy meal for a big fox. Alright, you get it? Yeah. It doesn't want to see its little young harmed. It will watch over them and it will be there for them. The parents will feed them and things like, do you know what, anybody know what eagles like to eat? You know what their favourite thing is? A bit like some of your moms and dads, they love a fish supper. Uh-huh. Well, they don't eat the chips, but they'll eat the fish. Yeah, they love fish and rabbits. Watch your rabbit. The eaglets will grow up and boys and girls, one day, the parent will do what the Bible tells us up on screen. Look at this. Watch this little verse. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and beareth them on her wings. That's found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and verse 11. What's happening? An eagle will stir up its nest. Once the eagle gets older, boys and girls, it will be almost too big for the nest. And you know what the parent eagle will do? It will come down. And I would love to be able to hear what an eagle really says to its young. It would be so cool. It'd be so good to just be able to know what that eagle is saying. But I could just picture it. And that little eagle's been in the nest now for many, many weeks. It's fully grown. It's got all of its feathers. And the parent eagle's saying, it's about time you get out of here. It's about time you made a bit more space around here. And I'm thinking, well, the little eagle's maybe thinking, well, it's great here. I'm getting well fed. I'm getting well looked after. The food's lovely. The accommodation's great. It's all laid on for me. And my mum and my dad just brings me all these fish. And, oh, I'm just getting fat and I'm enjoying life. Why would I want to move? And maybe the parent comes along, boys and girls, and that nest's there. And it begins, you know what it begins to do? It begins to pull out bits of the nest. You get a bit more uncomfortable. And it begins to throw out bits of the lining of that nest. And one day, the parent eagle will say to that young eagle, no, it'll say something like this. I don't know bird language, so I can't do it. But it does things like this. People have watched them, and they've discovered that they do this. And one day, it will get it right to the edge of the big tree or the big rock that the nest is built on, and it will give it a shove. Go! And you can just picture it. Just right at the edge. Push! And can you picture the eagle? What's it going to do? No! Anybody ever go swimming and you can't swim and you're learning and somebody goes, jump out! You're going, no, I'm scared! And the eagle won't do it. But you know what will happen? It'll give it a shove. And that day, it'll jump. And that eagle, and I can picture the parents. Parent eagle's going, go on! Fly! Flap your wings! Because if it doesn't flap its wings, it's going to... Isn't that right? Oh dear, boys and girls, look, it will get it to do that. You know, that's just like the Christian. Sometimes as a Christian, we're comfortable in church. We're uncomfortable, boys and girls, for those that are Christians, mums and dads, parents. We get comfortable. And sometimes God needs to stir up our nest. Sometimes, in other words, he needs to give us a push. And we're not very willing. Sometimes we don't want to go and do what he wants us to do. Remember, he says, I'm your friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. And you know, he commands us as Christians to go. Boys and girls, he wants you to tell others about the Lord Jesus. That's difficult. Sometimes we think, oh, I can do it. But God can help you. Moms and dads, if you're saved, if you know the Lord Jesus today, get out and tell others about him. He's an amazing Savior. He wants you to tell others. He says, go into all the world and tell others. You know, this is what God would have for us. The eagle, you know, it's a great flyer. It can fly so high, it can just soar. And it doesn't seem to have any effort, to put any effort into it. Moses tells us again in that verse, just back here, about the eagle taking a little baby eagle on its back. And it will help it. And it can fly with it. You see, Moses had saw that. And so many people in the Bible had watched creation, had looked at the birds and saw how great, and thought about how great is our God. God wants to help us. He wants to help us along, and he will go with us, and he will help you today, boys and girls. But there comes a time, as we see in this verse, you know, it's one of the favorite verses for many, many people who go through difficult times. We think of Job, and Job was a man. He went through a terrible, difficult time with his health. Boys and girls, he got really sick. But you know, he had time to wait on God. And you know, as we think about this verse, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God wants us to take time out with him, to spend time with him, boys and girls. How do we spend time with God? What are the things he wants us to do, boys and girls? I'm thinking two things. Tell me, who's going to get it? Yes. What do you think? You still thinking? Pray. And what's the other one? What is it?
Tell others.
That's three. One more. That's good. Ask them in your heart. That's another one. So many points this morning. Go. To love him and to
read the Bible.
You got it. Well done. To read the Word of God for ourselves and to take time alone with him. Maybe you're worried today. Maybe you're worried, folks, maybe older here. Maybe worried about your health. Maybe worried about things that are happening in your family. Difficult times. Tough times. Maybe boys and girls start to worry about exams and school. Maybe people worry about their job. But you know, God wants to carry us. Let go of the worrying and let God take over. Wait on God. Sometimes the eagle needs to have its feathers, boys and girls, renewed. And like many birds, the feathers will drop out, but the new ones will come on it. And so he wants us to take time in those times to wait on God. You know, the eagle's eyes, we're going to finish off. I'm going to need a couple of volunteers to come up here now. Let me see who we've got. Let me see. Yes, we need someone just a wee bit bigger. Okay, let's see someone. Let's see. There's two guys down at the back there. There's Megan and Natasha. Come on, you up. I know you're good builders, okay? So while they're coming up, look, boys and girls, the eagle's eyes. Now, Job was a man who loved to watch the birds. He loved to see them fly. He loved just to watch them. In fact, watch this. You ready, girls? I want you to just take that for a wee second, okay? All right. So, we're thinking about the eagles, okay? And what I want you to do while I'm speaking, I want you to build a nest. Are you all right with that? Start building a nest. Go quickly, our time's almost up. They're great builders, I know they are. Okay? So, they're going to build a little nest. All right? So, you work away, girls, and I'll tell you if you're doing it wrong. Okay? Well experienced. Do you build nests, please? No? Okay. All right. You know, boys and girls, if you think about the eagle's eyes, look. The eagle's eyes. The eagle can see far away. See if there was an eagle hovering up above right now. Look up. Look up. See if there was an eagle up above the roof. It could see. Wait for it. I looked this in Google Maps. And it tells me that an eagle can see a rabbit 2 miles away. So if the eagle was up here now, you know Shamrock Park football ground? Right in the middle of the football pitch. If there was a rabbit on it now, it could see it from 2 miles away. Imagine that. What eyesight. God has given the eagle far better than ours. Far better than ours. I can hardly read my writing. But the eagle, it can see further. But you know someone that can see further than the eagle? Is God himself. You know, boys and girls, God looks down here tonight, this morning, and he sees different types of people. That he doesn't just see you, the way you're dressed and how well you're looking and all the rest of it. Here's the thing. He sees right into your heart. Right into your life. And he can tell if you are really trusting him. If you are saved this morning, I wonder, are you saved this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Have you asked him to forgive you of your sin? Men and women, the greatest thing that you can do is trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, girls, you've done a really good job. What do you think? It's brilliant. Look, you see an eagle's nest. This is a small one. You all see, boys and girls? Just a wee small one. But you know, a real eagle's nest, wait to hear the size of it, it would be 8 feet wide. It would be from about there to way out here. Massive. 8 feet wide and about 6 feet deep from there to there on a big rock. There's one there. See just there? That's how big it would be. In fact, they found an eagle's nest in America, a bald eagle, and it was, wait for it, it weighed 2.5 tons. Whoa! It was 20 feet deep. So high. Because every year the eagle adds on to its nest. Year after year after year. Massive big nest. So this is just a wee tiny one. Are you glad I didn't get you to build a real one? I would have needed to cut down a few trees. Okay. But here's the very last thing. Up on screen, boys and girls, the last thing that we see here is that nest. That nest is built high up on a rock. It's built far away from predators that would seek to kill the little chicks and to take its young. It's built to last. It reminds us where it's built on, boys and girls. It's built on the rock. You see, as you think about that this morning, I think about Job again. He would watch the birds. He would study them. They were amazing to him. He talks about the eagle. She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. Boys and girls, we need to build our lives on the solid rock, the rock Christ Jesus. All other ground is sinking sand. You see, if the eagle this morning built its nest, really built its nest in something this high, it's not going to last. The fox will be in that night. It will take it, snatch it away. It will not survive. And you know, so it is in the Christian life. We need to keep focused on God. We need to have our lives built on the rock Christ Jesus. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen this morning, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we've come to an end. But I was thinking this morning, I was going to ask a couple of questions. Boys and girls, who can tell me, look, I'm going to put this one back. Who can tell me the very first thing that we had up on our screen? There was two eagles. What were we thinking about with that? Who can tell me? Quickly, go for it. Friend, and who's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Come on up quickly. Yes. Because look, you seeing this? Look. You seeing this? See it there? That would be the size of an eagle's egg. Even bigger, some of them. Look, would you like one? There's one for you. All right. Now watch that doesn't hatch. Okay. All right, you take that down with you. And another wee question before we go. Where should we build our lives on, boys and girls? Where should we build our lives on? Learning from the eagle, where should we build our lives on? Go for it.
On the rock.
On the rock. The two of you's got that. Is it because you're twins? Come on, the two of you, quickly. Here. Here. Don't let your dad get that, right?
That's my way to know everything about God because I'm a Christian.
Amen. He says he knows everything about God because he's a Christian. Give him a round of applause. Amen. All right. Okay. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a little less than that, isn't there? A little child in simple faith can get up this morning and say they're a Christian. I wonder today if you were asked, as God looks into your heart, can you truly say that you are a Christian today, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? We're going to see tonight, boys and girls, what's in this case. Are you all excited? Are you coming along? Yes, okay. And we're going to see what's in it, okay? We're just going to hand over now to Reverend Elliot, and I want to thank you for listening today. Thank you.